Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January 16th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. We're she right. Taking a look at Wednesday's performance, it was positive for most of the indices we follow on the video. Only thing in negative territory was the U.S. dollar, down just 17 basis points. We saw crude oil lead the way again to the upside, up over 3%, and we saw most U.S. equity indexes at least up 1.5% or more. First, taking a look at that chart of crude oil, saw it move above the $80 level, coming up to match a prior resistance level there at that price level, still sitting in overbought territory. So it would look for a bit of an exhale here, some consolidation here in the upper 70s is the next step for crude oil. Then much of that yesterday's action came after the cooler than expected inflation print. So we saw rates ultimately fall yesterday, with TNX falling down to 4.65% or 46.5 on the chart here. So seeing that reversal. Additionally, we saw AGG reverse back into X's on its chart. As far as U.S. equity index charts go, we saw the Dow being the only one returning to the buy signal, or returning to a buy signal rather, by breaking a double top there at 43,200. This comes after giving consecutive sell signals and returns to a buy signal below the middle of the trading band here. Move above 43,40 would show a little further potential for upside after its return to that buy signal there and put it right at the middle of the trading band. As for other U.S. equity indexes like the S&P 500, as well as others, we saw them reverse back into X's with yesterday's action. In the case for SPX, does so at 59.50. This coming after breaking a triple bottom earlier this week. They're at 5,800. Now see some support there, as well as at 5,700. And last but not least, looking at some indicator action, we did see quite a few 10 weeks reverse back into X's, showing that stocks move back above their 50-day moving average. But interestingly enough, the first bullish percent that we've seen reverse back into X's here is the bullish percent for the S&P Mid Cap 400. It had fallen to the lowest level among those index bullish percents. They're at 32%. Now we've seen it reverse back into X's here at 38%, at least worth bearing in mind that we see it make the first move off of this low level. And we keep an eye out for other index bullish percents, such as those for the S&P 500 and that for the S&P Small Cap 600 in mind as well. Then looking at Dolly, have seen quite a bit of action over the past week or so within Dolly Commodities, furthering its lead as it's taking signals really from not any one particular asset class, taking signals from all of them at this point, but enough so that we've seen a shakeup in the lower end of the rankings as well, as currencies deteriorated enough to move into a tie with fixed income. Based on a tiebreaker, we see fixed income sitting in that fifth position, overtaking currencies and moving out of that last place position. So worth just bearing in mind, but not necessarily a story of strength out of fixed income, more out of weakness in currencies relative to commodities. But worth keeping in mind and worth continuing to monitor here. Under the hood of domestic equities, we saw energy eclipse consumer non-cyclical, as well as healthcare, to move up to ninth. And we continue to see within energy and the commodity space that lead furthered over agriculture at this time. So, seen some pretty notable moves to start off 2023 out of energy names. And then moving on over to earnings, we see Bank of America releasing this morning. They beat on earnings. Haven't seen too much of a reaction just yet on the chart here, or in pre-market rather. And from here, a move above 49 would be a fourth consecutive buy signal for the stock, currently trading in that $47 range. Have seen a little bit of a perk up at times pre-market, but nothing super substantial. Would just keep in mind that long term, that $49 mark would be a fourth consecutive buy signal and bring it within one box of its high there from 2022. Then looking at United Health, UNH, we actually see that it missed on earnings, down almost 3% this morning, currently trading in the mid 520s, showing that it may reverse down into O's. Takes a move below 520 in order to reverse down into O's and ultimately put in another, potentially rather, put in another lower top here. So worth keeping that in mind. And long-term watching support there at 480. Taiwan Semiconductor beat on earnings. They're up 4% pre-market, so showing the potential they may reverse back into X's here. Move above 212 would put it back into X's, currently trading in the mid 215 range right now, so showing it may increase further. Move above 22.24 would be a fourth consecutive buy signal and a new high for the stocks. So just bear that in mind. And then wrapping up today, as far as earnings go, at close, we see Morgan Stanley MS reporting. They reversed up in the latter half of December there, sitting just above the middle of the trading band at 130. Have support there at 122, as well as could even look at prior resistance around this 108 level as a potential level of support, near-term support beyond that 122 support. So worth keeping in mind there. Moving well of 138 would be a second consecutive buy signal and also mark a new all-time high for a lease stock. So a couple of price levels to watch. But as always, if you have any questions about the video or particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.